So what's our gospel message summary after six messages on how to be saved? Repent, turn away from iniquity, be saved, receive forgiveness of sins when you believe with all your heart. Philip began to beware of false professors. He didn't look for merely believing the facts. He sought a heart of faith for Jesus. What lesson had Philip learned from Peter on soul winning? I think Peter had drawn Philip back to Christ's first warning. And let's go back there. Turn back to Matthew chapter 7 with me. This is Jesus' lesson, I'm sure Peter shared with Philip, about soul winning. Peter drew Philip back to Christ's first warning of false professions of faith. Jesus taught Peter and the apostles this type of person who said all the right things yet lacked true saving faith. In Matthew 7, let's look at Jesus' words. Matthew 7, verse 21. As Jesus taught his men to be soul winners, he said false professions would come. Verse 21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Now here's Jesus' description of true salvation. But he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Who's a saved person? All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to what? Our own way. That's how we were born. We were born going our own way, according to the God of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that worked in the sons of disobedience. We were going our own way, our own will, this way. And Jesus said, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will go to heaven, but those who no longer do their own will and way, but those that do the will of my Father in heaven. You know how Jesus presented salvation? A little different than we do. Jesus presented salvation as a river of people going this way, a broad way. And then he presented that's the lost, and the saved were those that turn around and go on a narrow road against the flow. And he said, few there be that get on that narrow road that leads to life. Look at the next verse, which is interesting, verse 23. Jesus said, at the judgment day I will declare unto them, I never knew you. That was one of Christ's common descriptions of salvation. This is life eternal, that you may know, that they may know you, the only true God, John 17, 3. I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness, you whose life direction is your own will, your own way, doing your own thing, instead of those who have turned to do the will of my Father in heaven. Jesus said, saved people turn from doing their own will and going their own way as a lost person is doing no longer their own will and their own way, but when they get saved, they do God's will and God's way as a saved person. Well, let's just back through his whole sermon. I don't want to slight it all. Look at verse 13. Enter by the narrow gate, Matthew 7, 13. True believers are those who enter God's way. It's narrow, it's small, and there are few. Verse 16. He says, you'll know them by their fruits. True believers are those who bear God's fruit. There's no such thing as a fruitless Christian. Every born-again person will bear fruit. Jesus said, if you don't have fruit, you're not born from above. Number three, look at verse 21. Jesus said that those who are true believers do God's will. Verse 22 and 23 say those who are true believers know God intimately. Verse 24 at the beginning, Jesus said, whoever hears these sayings and does them, true believers are those who obey God's word. And finally, verse 24 at the end, true believers build their house on the rock. Now here's the summary. This morning we've watched the video of eight chapters of Acts. What do we see contained in the gospel message they presented? One thing for sure, they never said it the same way twice. I like that. I was sharing with the elders. I said, you know, Bonnie has shared my life for almost the last 17 years. And she said something interesting to me the other day. She said, John, we were sitting somewhere and I was explaining to someone the good news of salvation. She looked at me so sweetly. She said, honey, I've listened to you for 16 and a half years. I've never heard you say the same thing twice. You've never gone at it the same way, in the same way two times. I said, well, honey, maybe it's because I'm just so old I can't remember the old way. But I said, basically, every single time it's a different event. There's not, I don't pull out, a prefab and jam it in. It's just different. Every time you talk to someone, you come from a different direction. Same message, but it comes to them from wherever they are. And so one thing for sure, the gospel message he presented was never quite explained the same way. There seemed to be many ways to say the same simple message of salvation. But what is the gospel message that they gave? Well, again, after six sermons, they said, repent, turn away from iniquity, and be saved by receiving forgiveness of sins when you believe with all your heart. And if you've been saved by God's miraculous grace so richly and freely bestowed on you through Christ, then you are a true believer, and you have entered God's way, and you bear God's fruit, and you do God's will, and you know God intimately, and you obey God's word, and you build your life on the rock. And you say, that sounds impossible for anybody to do. Now you understand salvation. We can't do it. And if someone thinks, God's got to save me because I did what I'm supposed to do, I prayed a prayer, they do not understand salvation. Salvation is a divine, supernatural, incredible miracle when God reaches down and opens the door of faith in our heart and grants to us repentance. So you know what the Bible says? No one will ever get to heaven who has not repented of their sins. You know why God says that? Anybody I save, at the instant of salvation, I grant to them repentance. What is repentance? We were born going this way, and we turn and face our Savior and follow Him. Now, I'll tell you what, as a testimony, when I turned around at six, I fell flat on my face, I crawled for a few years, I ran for a couple years, fell back down for a few years, but you know what? Never stopped going that way. Because God saved me and changed my heart. Says God saved you. Have you repented? Have you turned from your sin? Have you trusted solely in the new heart that God promised He'd give you? And by faith, you reached out to Him and said, I have no way of saving myself. I receive, O Christ, your sacrifice. However, see, there's no formula, no set of words you have to say. It's a heart attitude that God honors.